welcome. Thank you.
This call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Riza. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the ICANN and Human Rights Call on Monday, 30th of March, 2015. On the call today, we have Henri Verdspoor, Benjamin Akinmoyele, Niels Ten Oeva, George Cancio, Concertina Casa, Chris Lahate, Nigel Hickson, Alexandra, Lee Hibbard, Rafik Damak, Amur Al-Sadr, and from staff we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. Please, I'll ask all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Over to you, Rafik. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mariam. It's over to Niels, in fact. Niels, it's up to you now.
Hello, thank you. Thank you very much for attending this follow-up on the ICANN human rights work, as we've been working on that for the last sessions in real life. And great that we're also taking it forward now on a dedicated mailing list, and perhaps also a cross-community working party, because that would be like one of the biggest objectives of our agenda. Let me first start by setting the agenda for today. I start with some short introductions, then discussions of objective and scope of the cross-community working party, discussions of potential research topics, update on related work in other constituencies and work streams, and then discuss outreach where it's necessary or where there is interest. I'd like to start off now to move to the document outlining the draft for the cross-community working party as it has been shared on the list. Has everyone got access to this document?
Maybe I didn't have access because I got the Article 19. This is Concertina Casa from Italy. I've got the ICANN Corporate Responsibility to Respect Human Rights document, but I didn't get the last document you have mentioned.
Okay. Are you on the CC Human Rights mailing list or not?
Yes, I am.
Ah, that's strange. But in the I put the text in a pad, and you can find it in the link that I just put in the message. Do you see that?
The last message, just a moment.
Etherpad.mozilla.org/ICANNHRDraft. Do you see that?
The last message I received from Nils Ten Oeva, that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, what I see, you mean the Article 19 document?
Yeah, so there's etherpad.mozilla.org/ICANNHRDraft. There's a link there. Do you see that?
Okay.
Hi, Neil. This is Mariam here. Constantina isn't on the Adobe Connect room, so she wouldn't be able to see that. She's dialing in on the audio bridge.
Ah, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
But no problem. You can send me after the call.
Is there another way
problem.
I can send you the link? Can you...
No. No problem. I can just as
okay.
It's the
or
first time. I can just listen the conference as it's the first time, and then I can go through the document. You can send me via mail later on after the conference. No problem.
Okay. We'll do that. So, or you can send me an email now at niels@article19.org, and I will send you the link right away. or you can check the archive of the CC Human Rights mailing list.
Okay.
For the rest, I will. I'd like to continue now with the discussion of the proposed draft charter as it has been drafted by Marilia and me and has been commented on by several of you on the list. The most practical comment has been from Olivier, who has been two textual updates, and for the rest, people seem relatively okay with the text. Are there some people who would like to react to it? Amr, go ahead.
Thanks, Niels. This is Amr. I went through that text a couple of weeks ago, so I don't have it very fresh in my mind. But my recollection was that this text was very much directed towards approaching ICANN as an organization and how to incorporate human rights into its corporate culture, if I may, or maybe through its bylaws. But I was just wondering, is the direction that we are thinking of heading into geared solely towards that or also somehow influencing the actual policy process and making sure that policies that are developed through the GNSO, for example, on generic top-level domains are compliant with human rights practices? Thanks.
Amr, let me ask that question back to you. What does it make you think that it wouldn't be about improving the policy processes if that seems needed to make ICANN consistent with human rights?
Thanks, Niels. This is Amr again. I wouldn't say that it necessarily requires improving the process, but perhaps work on building a base within the community that will address human rights concerns while the process is ongoing to make sure that these concerns are addressed on time, every time there is a new policy being discussed. Right now, I guess the non-commercial stakeholder group tries to do that to the best of its ability, but I'm sure there are others out there who are far more capable of doing that, as opposed to, example, other members of the community, other parts of the community, such as advocating for intellectual property rights that may sometimes conflict with human rights, the desires of law enforcement when addressing policy issues, which may sometimes also conflict with human rights. So it's more about building a community-based, a sort of a go-to within the community to address policies as they come up, and maybe also use another form, which is sort of embedding human rights principles in ICANN as a corporation, using those as a sort of tool, an enabling tool to get that done. But I think addressing the policy process is worthy of a sort of a second track on its own and should dedicate some efforts into that direction. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Amr. And I couldn't agree more. And that's why also number four of the responsibilities and scope of work is to provide information, suggestions, and recommendations to chartering organizations and to the broader ICANN community on how ICANN's policies and procedures can be developed and implemented consistent with internationally recognized human rights standards. And it was completely the idea in to do these processes in practice, to build awareness, which was also part of the recommendations as stated in the report we've done before the last ICANN meeting in Singapore, that outreach information and awareness raising is a crucial part of the work we've been going to. But of course, awareness raising is not that needs to go hand in hand with recommendations for improved processes to make sure that there is the knowledge, but then the knowledge will also be put to work. I hope. Benjamin, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Benjamin Akimoje. I just want to find out, because I read this on one of the mailing lists, on one of the mails, and has there been clarification on the term working party up to now, or is just a gentleman's understanding and moving forward? I just want to know. I don't know if that makes sense at all, the question I just asked.
Okay, it makes lots of sense, Benjamin, and thanks for asking. Rafik, perhaps you want to give a short update on the different modalities and the difference between a cross-community working group and a cross-community working party?
Okay. So, this is Rafik speaking. Well, I mean, I think I can depend the supporting organization or advisory committee, and there are several possibility for setting, say, a working group. So if you are in GNSO, we have usually the working group, which should have a charter from the GNSO, and to clarify the scope and what it should deliver and so on. And we had lately other setting or reform is to have a cross-community working group, which means more than at least two supporting organization or and advisory committee agree to be a chartering structure for this cross-community working group. And we have that, for example, for the cross-community working group in accountability on IANA stewardship transition. And those they are following closely what we have as the principles for cross-community working group that were done by the GNSO and CCNSO, I think, more than 1 year ago. 1 year ago. Cross-community working group is not really a new setting. We had that before, but is getting more formal now. And we know about, we are getting to know more about the process. Working party is kind of really, really an ad hoc and flexible setting. It doesn't need really a charter because the chartering is usually kind of not short the process. It takes some time and work to be done by drafting team. So the working party is more kind of, so it can be initiated by any group and to that want to explore an issue and start working on that. And it can be first stage before moving to more formal setting, such as cross-community working group. So, having the time constraint and knowing about the workload within the community with the IANA stewardship and accountability tracks, I think there was that in the time of the session in Singapore, kind of consensus that we should start the work, but we should not go into the process and get stuck there. So one of the ideas to have this working party, so it will be open. I mean, it's open to everybody. We are starting now with this term of reference, and we can do enough work before moving to more formal structure. So this is basically what kind of difference. It's really, the working party is really an ad hoc setting. It's quite flexible. It can be initiated any time. I mean, it doesn't request a lot of to spend so much time in the process. So.
Okay, thank you. That helps me a lot.
Excellent. Are there more people who have something to say about the draft charter for the cross-community working party? Because if not, I think after this email, I will start approaching the various SOs and ACs, because it has been up for review now for a while on the mailing list and on this call now as well. So then I will ask for approval so we can institute this cross-community working party. And then a very good point, Matthew. It would be interesting to hear from some of the GAC members and representatives present here to hear how the progress is going with the GAC Working Party on Human Rights, ensure that we can set up, can formulate the collaboration in the best way possible. Is there someone from the GAC who would like to explain a bit where they are in their process?
Niels, can I come in, please?
Yes, come ahead, Lee.
Okay. Thank you, Niels. It's Lee Hibbard from the Council of Europe. I'm the Point of GAC working group. From what I understand, there's quite a number of states which have wished to join this group. I think I can count at least 10, if not more than 10 states. I think that's quite a lot. And some other organisations besides. I think there are terms of reference which are being prepared as we speak. I have not seen them, but draft terms of reference are underway. So I think it's just a matter of the next weeks for this to be discussed. And you're right, there's a need to liaise between this working party and the GAC working group. I don't know which states are on this call and who are associated to the working party work. I am, because I'm in between these things. We're observers to the GAC too, so I can help liaise at the very least now or in the coming weeks to find out more. But once I get the hold of the draft terms of reference and it's discussed, then certainly I want to see whether we can share that and we can try to align so that things are in synergy and there's complementarity. Thank you.
That's perfectly. Thank you very much for this. And once there is a terms of reference, we can also see how we can further relate with that, and it's great that you to be the link point between the different two groups. Have I understand you correctly in that, Lee?
Yep.
That's perfect. Very useful. Thank you very much. Are there other people from other member states that would like to respond to this? Okay, then we'll go ahead to the next point, which is a discussion of the potential research topics. Because we would like to have some research ongoing and published before the next ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires, but before we go ahead with that, we would need to agree on the research topics we would need to address. And there was an email from Monica Zalnieruti on the mailing list on potential topics, and I also paste those potential topics in the pad. Monica, would you care to elaborate a bit on the different research topics? I do not hear you, Monica. Did you connect your microphone? That's the button on the left upper side on your, of your screen, next to the loudspeaker, there's the microphone, and then connect your microphone. And then connect microphone. Did that work? While Monica is looking at getting her audio to work, I'll read out the different possible research topics that have been suggested. One is a paper on corporal social responsibility of ICANN, pointing to the experience of other corporations, what have other big communications or internet-related companies done to comply with corporate social responsibility duties, how they did it, why they did it, how ICANN could learn from them. And that's a paper with several examples and discussions. We have suggestions for ICANN and would build on the previous paper we had, which had exact guidelines. And this would have then a clear idea of what that would look like. Monica, can you talk? So I'll go ahead to point. I hear someone now.
That's me. Funny. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, there's some delay.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? There's some delay, apparently.
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. I just joined. So, hello, everyone, and I'm listening, and perhaps I'll interject later.
Okay, hi. So, the second... yes, Monica, go ahead. Illustrate your different points. So the second topic Monica brought up was a paper with analysis of the WHOIS update and revision and the new system proposed to replace the existing system. The third topic was a paper on the UDRP problematic issues of free speech and right to fair trial and due process and concerns. Four was a paper pointing potential policies areas needing a human rights impact assessment. And so what such human rights assessments would change, why I can need them. And a fifth would a paper analyze application, and a sixth would be a paper on the ICANN accountability and transparency process. So we had a short look at it, and who would like to respond to this directly? To the different options. Amar, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Niels. I think specifically the issues on the I think those are great areas to look into and do research on, and see how those may impact human rights issues. I'd be glad to work with Monica on those. Not so sure about the .gay application and the accountability and transparency issues, though, but I'm but certainly on the WHOIS and the UDRP, I'd be glad to help on those. Thanks.
Thank you, Amar. personally, I'm a bit I'm a bit hesitant to go into issues that already have their own process, such as the WHOIS process, which is currently under discussion. The gay application is currently in in a revision process, and the accountability and transparency process is, of course, also ongoing. So I'm not sure if we should also discuss those issues in parallel with the risk of doing double work. Would you like to respond to that, Amr?
Yeah, please. Thanks, Niels. This is Amr again. Yes, I completely agree with you, and that wasn't what I was suggesting. I think that what we could do here is use those as examples to build on why human rights considerations need to be taken more into account when policies are being developed, because there are issues or there are areas within those policies or issues that may have a significant impact around. But that's sort of the approach I would recommend we take on doing those. And on doing double the work in two areas, I think if this group does somehow come up with things that need to be considered, then that could be introduced in within the other processes, especially since we're still very early. Example on the WHOIS issue, we're still at the very early stage of identifying the issue and scoping it out. So if this group does within its own track of work come up with areas where human rights should impact the policies or should at least be discussed and within as within scope of the policy development process, then that could be fed in at a very early stage now, which would be the ideal scenario, in my opinion. Thanks.
That's extremely useful. Thank you, Amr. Next in queue, we have Rafiq. Go ahead, Rafiq.
Thanks, Niels. I think we can mostly focus on two main topic about the corporate social responsibility. I think that will give us a kind of a framework where we can work and to explain maybe what's possible to achieve. And then maybe same time is more about the needing HR impact assessment, because that can cover many policies, and we can discuss how it can apply in practice and what can be the added value there. For others, they are quite a specific topic. They can be somehow controversial. And I mean, maybe we can cover them later when we get more, when we do more the foundational work for now. So I see the two first, I mean, the two topic, the CSR and HR impact assessment as more priority for now. And then we can go later on. For the accountability and transparency, I'm not sure what we want to achieve here. And as said, it's there is a process, and it's current and going track, and people doing already some work there. So.
Excellent. I see there it might now be a conflation of the term a corporate responsibility to respect human rights and corporate social responsibility. And I'd like to make sure that we are talking about whether people are understanding that at the same issue or not. Because in my understanding, these two things are quite different things, and our previous report was on the corporate responsibility to respect human rights. Monica, could you please comment on that?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, finally. Well, I'm not exactly sure. I never dug much deeper into that, into these two different names, but I think that the term social responsibility is simply broader, and one of those responsibilities is the human rights area. So I think we can be perhaps... I don't know, take precautions in using the language so that we don't mix up the broad two different areas or whatever, try to be as precise as possible. But I don't think it's such a big issue because one is part of another one. So that's my view.
Okay. Okay. Well.
But can I comment more?
Please go ahead.
I just wanted to say that for me also it becomes clear, and just as I said in the list itself, it seems that this is the subject we should definitely continue, because it seems to be the language that is, with which we can achieve most influence and support from other constituencies and actors. So I guess this is definitely something that we should continue to work on, and as Rafiq says, perhaps bring in other issues later on, because this seems to be the gateway for us, at least in my opinion. So that's it. I pass to you.
Okay, so I think Amr that you and Monica are actually in agreement with each other, as Monica was also the author of the previous report. I think we need to be real careful about the language we've been using, and since we've been using corporate responsibility to respect human rights, I think we should keep on using that to ensure that no new and clarity ensues, because we got pretty much clarity when we talked about corporate responsibility. It was for other constituencies much clearer what we were talking about than when we were talking about by itself, because then it seemed people were also thinking that we were pushing for ICANN to do advocacy work on human rights in countries, but we explicitly do not want to do. We do not want to ICANN to broaden its scope to work to do on this work. So I think we have a pretty good idea from the people what we want to do on this. So we would like to expand on the research points. One is a paper on the corporate responsibility of ICANN. So building on the previous report, see where human rights impact assessments would be most useful and what they would look like, and then perhaps come up with an example, perhaps in UDRP or perhaps something else, a very concrete back end. That would be something we could work on for the coming time. So is there who wants to react on this topic anymore? Because I think this will give us a very concrete working agenda for the coming months ahead of Buenos Aires. We get to point four, which is an update on related work in other constituencies and work streams. Is there anyone who'd like to work to give an update on human rights related work or other relevant work streams in or around ICANN that might touch upon this topic? No, if not? Okay, excellent. Then we'll go to the next point, which is outreach. I had volunteered already to talk with other constituencies about our work and to inform people about what we're doing. I'll wait with this until we have the charter for the cross-community working party in place. Right after this, I'll talk to Rafiq on how we can approach the leaders of the other SNACs, and once the CCWP is instated, then we will make our rounds along the different SOs and ACs to inform them about our work and see what their issues are and how we can include that in the work. Other people who are interested in joining this or would like to contribute to this or have a comment on this? No? Then I think we have a... I have two people.
I think I would like to join.
That's Benjamin and Nigel.
Okay.
Benjamin,
my name is Benjamin Akimoje. My name is Benjamin Akimoje. Hello. I would like to be part of the outreach team as long as I am educated on how to approach other groups and leaders of, to talk what the working party is doing, at least to the much that I understand from previous meetings and this one. That would be a good thing for me to do. Thank you.
Perfect. I got you written down for that, Benjamin. Excellent. Thank you very much for volunteering. Nigel.
Yes, good afternoon. I hope you can hear me. Thank you for this call. I just wanted to mention the Council of Europe work on human rights, which ICANN is involved in at a staff level. There's a draft declaration on human rights in ICANN, which I know obviously you know about because it was looked at one of the ICANN meetings. And I just wanted to flag that under item four, that's something that we've been discussing with the Council of Europe. Looks like, and Lee, of course, who I thought was on the call, but anyway, Lee would be able to give a much better appreciation of this and the timescale for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel, and we'll definitely make sure we'll... Thank you. Rafiq.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, regarding outreach, I think there was an agreement that I volunteered to talk to the leaders of SO and ACs. So I think after this call, and just to confirm maybe within the list about the term of reference, that's our first draft, and also the outcome of this call, I think we can start preparing for now for Buenos Aires in particular, because we are going into the process of planning for the different meeting and session. And if we want to get some time slot for the different SO and ACs, we have to do that as soon as possible. Also, we can, if they have their own monthly or biweekly call, we can try to participate maybe for 10 to 15 minutes just to brief them about, the updates and what was done after Singapore. So I think we have to start soon about this process. That's what I see that we can do. And after maybe when we have more things to deliver, maybe we need to think beyond ICANN, which groups maybe we can outreach and they can bring their own expertise and so on. So, but I think that's something we can discuss in a later stage.
Perfect. That sounds like a great approach, Rafiq.
Niels, it's Lee. Could I come in?
Are you still in the queue or are you again in the queue?
I'm not sure, but I'll wait whichever place you give to me.
Lee, do I hear you? You want to be in the queue?
Yes, please.
Lee?
Yes, please. Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Okay, I was doing something else as Nigel was speaking. I heard my name. And just to give you a short information to say that, yes, indeed, there's a draft declaration of the Council of Europe's Committee of Ministers, so the 47 member states of the Council of Europe on ICANN, human rights, and the rule of law, which is being developed now. And so it's had a couple of rounds of consultation with member states and comments from others, including ICANN. Thank you, Nigel. It's now going to be looked at this week by a bureau of a steering committee in order to try to transmit this for further consideration. So for another reflection, so it's going through several reflections in the Council of Europe's structures And with those comments on board, there are revised versions of this draft declaration, which could be adopted as a formally adopted position of these member states on the 27th of May. Now, what does it say? It says very basically that it's important to understand ICANN's mandate, taking full account of international law, the importance of serving the public interest to strengthen its accountability and transparency to the community, and in that respect to help ICANN in undertaking reflections where possible with regard to things such as due diligence, etc., and simply to try to take part as a constructive partner in making ICANN the organization it is and should be. And ways to do that with reference to the UN resolution on human rights and business, amongst other things. So it's a very straightforward two-page document, which is simply trying to consolidate the thinking that has been happening in ICANN, in the Council of Europe, and of course on the fringes of this work here, to try to get to firm up a position of governments, at the very least, in consultation with others, in saying that, let's go forward. So it's a very positive text, and fingers crossed, so far so good, many good comments, and this would, of course, be very important to frame the work of the working party. It would help to give it wings. Even if it's a regional approach, it still has, global credentials, let's say. And so it solidifies and consolidates something of the discussions we're having now today and in the future. So thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Lee. Do you think you could share the draft text so we could have input on the list?
I'm not sure, Niels, because this is a process whereby it's already had two rounds of consultation. With the member states, with the observers, including ICANN, and now it's been reflected on now this week in a meeting of the Bureau. I will have to check on whether I can circulate it. We haven't made an open public consultation on this. This doesn't. We do consult on different documents, not on all documents. We have our own procedures. And it's an intergovernmental organization which has to respect certain procedures which have been agreed and adopted. So I will have to find out for you. I can't give you a clear answer on that yet. I will find out. I don't know. I have to check with the procedures whether we can circulate it more openly, more publicly at the moment. Sorry.
Okay, thank you very much, Lee. That's clear. Are there other people who want to add something to this call? I think we already have...
I would like to add something. Stefania here.
Go ahead.
Okay, so sorry for joining late. So I don't know can you hear me? I hope so, because I think there is a huge delay. I'll start speaking, otherwise I can repeat later. Okay, so sorry for joining the call late. So I'm not really going to speak to the issue of papers, because I guess I'm going to interact with Monica and Wells, who's following that separately. What I would like to flag now is that there are talks to organize a civil society outreach event in Buenos Aires, and at the moment there is a room being reserved for NCC on the 19th of June. And I think also for the nature of the people that I plan to involve locally, that the topic of human rights and corporate social responsibility would be a good one also to bridge over. So in a way, it would be good for us to involve them, because they might have something to contribute, but it's also good for NCC to somehow reach out to these people using this topic of this discourse, this fight, if you want. So if you want to, I'm now sort of compiling an informal list of people that I would like to interact with and to contact. in Buenos Aires and the area. I'm sure you guys have many more contacts to suggest. So if you want also to include this topic in the list of those that will be touched upon and discussed in Buenos Aires, well, let's think together. I think it's also a nice opportunity. And
thank you very much, Stefania. So this would be a specific outreach meeting at ICANN Buenos Aires. Could you tell a bit more about the meeting that you're organizing there?
Yeah, well, it's very unclear for the moment, in the sense that it's just a conversation. I don't think Bill is on the call. Bill was in touch with Glenn on the ICANN side to give us a room, and so it has really still to be planned. I myself had earlier conversations with some local people separately to see whether there would be interest. So it has to be invented from scratch. Certainly, one of the ideas was to have some sort of outreach event, like a presentation of what NCUC does in general, but also in view of listening, what are the concerns of the people on the ground. Similar to those who were there or have heard about it, Washington meeting with the civil society. And, having in mind the people, I mean, some people that want to involve, I think that this topic would be very good to bring forward. So I don't know exactly what, but discuss that as well, have a specific focus. It is something that I guess has to be discussed within NCUC. But basically, whoever is going to involve in this, is going to be involved in this organization. I mean, organizing events, right? I don't make much sense to that.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. Thank you very much, Stefania. That's another great point, so we'll definitely like to work with you on that. Shall we discuss it further on the list or in a separate call between us?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. I mean, I'm also, honestly, I don't hear you very well, and I mean, it was a strange setting to discuss this further, and but especially, as I said, it has to be invented from scratch. I'm sure, you know, Bill, let's say, many other people who are involved with this, also want to interject. So we can discuss it separately. Perhaps starting from the list, I guess it would be good if the people involved in this effort perhaps even make a proposal and then, you know, to be brought down to the rest of the people who are going to be involved within NCC in organizing this event.
Okay, sounds good, Stefania. So on that note, I think we can end the call. We have a few clear to-dos. I'm really quite happy that the cross-community working party has been okay. We've focused on the focus of work on the research. There is Lee will liaise with the. With the GAC group that's being set up. Apparently there is a process within the Council of Europe going on human rights that has been consulted with ICANN, but there is no opportunity to consult for civil society unless we hear from Lee. And then there is the outreach work going to be done in coordination under Rafik, for which Benjamin... for which Benjamin, Monica, and I volunteered. And then there is the outreach event that's going to be organized with Stefania, on which we're going to follow up.
And Neil?
So I think that is pretty much the follow-ups, and that's what we're going to be working on. Is there anyone who would like to have some final comments, questions, or suggestions?
Neil, can I just come in? Apologies to come in again. It's Lee Hibbard again from the Council of Europe. Just to say that in that round of consultations with member states and other organizations, civil society are also observers to that. And there are a number of European civil society organizations in the committee which would have been apprised of that, of the text. And I'm just trying to find the list, but several... You know, organizations, not just, I mean, I'm just thinking of the list, but there's EVU, there's, let me just check now if I have the list here in front of me. There is the Association of Journalists, There's ISPA, which is the European Internet Service Providers Association. There's this group of NGOs as well called the Conference of International Non-Governmental Organizations of the Council of Europe. There's the European Association for Viewers. There's several different observers in civil society who are involved. I think also EDRI are a part of this too, the European Digital Rights colleagues. So civil society are apprised, just to let you know. From my recollection, I don't think any comments came in, so hopefully that's a good news.
Oh, thanks for this, Lee. It might be interesting to see whether organizations that are specifically working on ICANN and human rights can also be involved in such processes, because maybe there could be useful feedback. But let's keep that for further work. And if there are no other comments, I would like to thank you all very much for this call on this Monday, and wish you all a great week. And looking forward to the interaction on the list and for the next call that we'll have in probably 2 to 3 weeks. I'll send around a doodle again for that. Thank you all very much, and enjoy your week.
Thank you.